You are Locked On Balls, your daily podcast on the Tennessee Volunteers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into Locked On Balls, your team every day. I'm your host, Aaron Kane, here on my second official podcast, taking over for Josh Ward. You can follow me on Twitter at _Kaner, and you can follow this podcast on Twitter at Locked On Vols. From there, I will tweet out the links for Spotify and Apple Podcasts of each and every episode. But of course, you can listen to this podcast wherever you choose to get your podcast contents. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and comment, and let us know what you think about this podcast. It's the Locked On Vols podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Got a big show coming up here today. Got a couple, three segments and a special guest. But in segment number one, I'm going to discuss some of the latest football notes as Josh Heupel continues on trying to assemble his staff. Some names have popped up on officially joining that staff, and we'll get you caught up in that regard. In segment number two, we're going to visit with talented VFL and longtime NFL pro Ramon Foster. Now, Ramon has recently retired from the National Football League, and he has now adjusted his lifestyle to morning drive on the radio in Nashville, Tennessee. We'll get his thoughts on the hire of Josh Heupel and what it means for offensive linemen in this offense. And lastly, in segment number three, we will touch base on a couple of Tennessee basketball notes. A big honor for a star freshman following his showcase, his awesome outing at Kentucky on Saturday, as well as finish off the show with a couple of other Tennessee football notes. So it's going to be a big show. Of course, this is Locked On Vols at Locked On Vols, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Again, I'm Eric Kane, and thrilled to be here for my second official show. I am a radio personality at The Sports Animal in Knoxville, Tennessee, as well as a contributor for the rival site VolQuest, covering Tennessee football recruiting. All right, so Josh Heupel is trying to assemble this staff, and I know as fans, we tend to get a little impatient at times. A couple weeks on the job, and why hasn't there been an official announcement just yet? You know, we know kind of what that offensive side of the football is going to make up, but why in the world has there not been a defensive coordinator hire just yet? Well, I'm going to tease a little bit of it. Ramon Foster will touch base on that here in a little bit, in about 10 minutes. But nonetheless, there are some names being popped up and being officially added to this staff. Monday afternoon, Football Scoop reported that Tennessee has officially brought in Cody Burns as wide receivers coach here in Knoxville. Of course, Cody Burns is a name that we've mentioned on this podcast for about a week now. We thought that he would be the hire at Tennessee for wide receivers. Josh Heupel hired him at UCF down in Orlando prior to taking over the job here in Knoxville. And so we thought he'd be a really good possibility to join Heupel here on Rocky Top. Cody Burns is a former standout player at Auburn, a former assistant coach at Auburn, where he was co-offensive coordinator under Gus Malzahn, including passing game coordinator. He's made stops at Arkansas and Sanford prior to his coaching career, or prior to really, you know, taking off. But Cody Burns has also spent a lot of time in the SEC, and so he is already on campus and going to work for Josh Heupel per Football Scoop. So it looks like Tennessee has its wide receivers coach. Another move being made on Monday, again reported by Football Scoop, John Bryce has been doing a fantastic job under this new regime and getting some information out there for the Tennessee fans during this assimilation of a staff. Tennessee looks like it has brought in Trey Johnson from Southern Cal to head up its Director of Scouting and Recruiting Strategy. Johnson is a Volunteer native. He previously had stints in the Vols recruiting departments. He is a Tennessee graduate as well. And when he was here at Tennessee, he worked under Bob Welton, who, of course, you know him probably from being with the Cleveland Browns, a lead scout there, and being the top of the recruiting departments at Tennessee and Alabama currently. So he is well-regarded, and of course, Tennessee fans know of Bob Welton. So it looks like Trey Johnson is coming back to Tennessee, and he's going to take over, again, the Director of Scouting and Recruiting Strategy. And basically what that means is we all know about the 10 on-the-field staffers, but what makes up a football program is many, many personnel. You have the off-the-field staffers, guys that come in and run player development, guys that come in and run Director of Scouting, guys that come in and run Director of Recruiting, all that stuff. I mean, these are the guys and gals that come in and watch the film, that break down the film, that reach out to prospects first, that reach out to high schools, that set up recruiting weekends, that set up official and unofficial visits. There's a lot of manpower and a lot of hours that go into pulling off a job like this. And so just because you're not an on-the-field coach, and again, you know, every on-the-field staff has a recruiting coordinator, and I'm not saying that, you know, those positions are not worthy, and I'm not saying those positions don't do a lot in recruiting, because they do. I mean, nothing's going to, you know, make a prospect want to come to your university like your head football coach or your position coach or coordinator giving you a call, building that relationship, doing Zoom calls, FaceTime calls, whatever it may be, over the course of a couple months and or years. But it all starts with the staffers, and Trey Johnson is a guy that's well regarded in that. He's got Tennessee ties, obviously, and he's one of many guys that have already, you know, come back to Tennessee in an off the field role under Josh Heupel and Danny White. He joins, you know, Brandon Lawson, who was previously at UCF as well, and you know, both of those guys worked under Welton on Rocky Top. And so, nonetheless, those are a couple of notes about some Tennessee staffers that have joined Josh Heupel in Knoxville. You hope that by some point this week, Tennessee will unveil its coaching staff. And the reports from VolQuest here in Knoxville early on were that the thought was, there's been some conversation from Danny White about trying to unveil his coaching staff for Josh Heupel at the Tennessee basketball game Wednesday night against Georgia. That would be, you know, pretty good, because obviously fans are going to be watching that basketball game. Tennessee's nationally ranked. Typically, basketball games are a nice way to, whenever there's a full arena, to bring these guys out there and, you know, get some standing ovations, introduce themselves. Of course, it's in a limited fashion nowadays, but nonetheless, it'd still be a great opportunity to kind of unveil that staff. And, you know, I was at the Missouri game a couple weekends ago when Dante Plowman recognized and introduced Danny White. And so that's just kind of what you do. But if Tennessee's going to do that, they need to make up some considerable ground, because, yes, the offensive staff pretty much looks to be in place. What about the defensive staff? We continue to come back to this and say, you know, where does Tennessee stand on a defensive coordinator? Well, Al Washington was the guy kind of linked to the job over the weekend, specifically on Sunday, from both VolQuest and Football Scoop. And I know Columbus wants to keep him there. I know Ohio State's making a push to keep its linebackers coach right there. And I mean, if you're Al Washington, you know, why would you want to leave? Well, obviously, it's the opportunity to run a defense yourself. It's the opportunity to get a big raise. It's an opportunity to call plays. But you're kind of stepping into a mess here in Knoxville, whereas Ohio State will be contending for a college football playoff, you know, every single year right now. So there's pros and cons to weighing everything. Obviously, Ohio State doesn't get to, you know, where it is without keeping good coaches, good young coaches like Al Washington. And we'll have to see exactly, you know, where that stands here in a couple days. But it looks like it might be trending back towards Ohio State right now, after the belief was it's Washington's job to turn down, that being the defensive coordinator position at Tennessee. But if it's not Washington, then, you know, where are you going to go? You've been at this for quite some time. And again, Ramon's going to talk about this here in just a minute, but you've been at this for quite some time. It's going to take a special guy to, you know, want to come in here and coach for Josh Heupel and trying to bounce off and correlate with the offense that Heupel runs. And so it's not just as easy as going out and signing a defensive coordinator. I know Kevin Steele's on campus right now. I would assume he's still a candidate. There's been conversations there. But if you're going to hire Kevin Steele, why didn't it happen 2 weeks ago? So Tennessee still needs a defensive coordinator, and aside from that, still need to fill up that defensive staff. If you're going to announce your coaching staff Wednesday night in Knoxville, you got some work to do. That's for sure. But nonetheless, Josh Heupel still fast at work trying to assemble this staff, and we will have to see exactly how much progress he makes here in this week. But today, Football Scoop is reporting that the Vols will add Cody Burns. Again, that's been the belief for quite some time. He'll coach the wide receivers, previously hired at UCF before Josh Heupel took over the job here at Knoxville. And that Trey Johnson, who was a student and a graduate here at Tennessee and was formerly the director of recruiting at USC, is coming to Knoxville now to head up recruiting and strategic coordinating here under Josh Heupel as well. So I don't think it's imperative to have Tennessee ties on your coaching staff, but these off-field staffers, I think it's a nice little touch, and that's kind of what Trey Johnson will bring here to Knoxville. So coming up in segment number two, going to meet up with the VFL, Ramon Foster. Excited about that. Get his thoughts on exactly where Josh Heupel stands in terms of popularity amongst the Tennessee fan base. Of course, he does radio in Nashville. Looking forward to that. And guys, let me remind you, you know, we're all human. We all have our ups and our downs, our good days and our bads. I know that there have been many days that have been bad for me because I've gone through car trouble, whether it be a flat, whether it be an alternator, whether it just be an AC going out, whatever the case may be. Keep in mind, I've been doing radio, and radio doesn't pay a whole lot. So, there's not been some great cars out there for myself. But what I have learned is going to rockauto.com, it's a family business, serving auto parts to the customers online for 20 years. You can go online to rockauto.com and shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of different manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules to brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpets. Whether it's your classic or daily driver, you can get everything you need in a few clicks delivered directly right to your door. It's safe even in the COVID era. And best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and the do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Again, Locked On in the How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. It's at rockauto.com. Now joining the Locked On Vols podcast, a VFL fan favorite and a 10-plus year NFL veteran, his name is Ramon Foster. I want to get your thoughts on Josh Heupel from obviously a guy that knows football. He is an offensive mind, a good developer of the quarterbacks. Initially, I know it's about 3 weeks old right now, but kind of what's your thought process on Tennessee hiring Josh Heupel?
Man, I feel confident in him because when you listen to him and he talks to the guys, one thing that I appreciate about him from when we had him on our show was this. He wasn't trying to sell us on him. He really made it all about the kids, and he was really kind of mum about some stuff, which is kind of good to me. To me, that's one of those situations where it seemed like the guy isn't going to be trying to be in the media and make it about, hey, let's do this. I'm going to show you that I'm going to do that. He seems to know that he has to be able to win over those kids that are still there right now, and he knows for sure the task at hand that he's dealing with as far as everything that's around him. It's literally a storm around him in a sense of everybody's not sure who he was, and then everything that Tennessee has to deal with as far as the NCAA sanctions. So he's not too full of himself to be, a guy that wants to get to work and show everybody that he's worth what Tennessee has offered to him, and just to continue on that part of rebuilding.
You know, everybody thinks of Josh Heupel and they look at, how many points per game he scored down at UCF and the efficiency of that offense. But I want to get kind of a different perspective from you being a 10-year, NFL veteran, obviously an all-SEC player here at Tennessee. From a lineman's perspective, what is do you like this offense? What does a lineman, outside of being in shape, obviously, what does a lineman need to focus on with an offense like this coming to Knoxville?
You can tell efficiency of every single play. It seems like there's no room for mistakes or guys that can't comprehend. I'll just be completely honest with you. It seemed like with as fast pace as you're going, you got to be able to think and move at the same time. And I know that sounds very demeaning almost, but the way that they're operating, it almost works on the mode of perfection. You have no time to think about what you're going to do next. And I think that creates a lot of really good instincts for down the line that guys know how to, to communicate from run block to a pass block in like two or three plays. I'm guessing that they're able to run at the line of scrimmage. So it's going to be very, very interesting for those guys to really get up to speed. And truth be told, I know some people are looking at him sideways for hiring his staff from UCF, but you got to say to yourself, this is an offense that nobody in Knoxville really knows, hadn't seen. And I don't blame him for bringing his guys in. I think it's actually a really good move considering that's what they all know. They're able to teach it up. From an offensive lineman perspective, again, is this. You're going to get a lot of pass plays. You're going to get a lot of excitement. You're going to get a lot of it's going to be some negative plays because that's how it goes. But if you're good enough and you're pumping out the yards and moving bodies, which is something that he stressed on our show, is he's not coming in trying to find a 6'8", 265 linemen. He know he has to have some big guys up front, and maybe we'll see a slower pace, but it's still going to be faster than what we've seen in the last 10 years of Tennessee football. So it can be exciting for the big boys up front also.
Let's flip the script a little bit here. And I know, you know, you're an offensive lineman, but picture yourself on that defensive line. Tennessee's in searching for a new defensive coordinator, obviously. Yeah. And it's got to be a guy that has – it doesn't necessarily have to have experience with an offense like this, but, you know, calling plays, this offense will affect the way you call plays. This offense will affect your defense, because a lot of times you're not going to have much time to recover and enough time to make adjustments in game on the sideline. What do you think about that perspective for you know, what a new defensive coordinator should expect coming to Knoxville working with Josh Heupel?
It's exactly those. They got to be really comfortable with being uncomfortable, putting your pride to the side and then getting behind the concept that says, I don't really care about the yards I'm giving up. I know that the coach on the other side of the ball, the OC that's calling the play, is gonna cover me if need be. I just need to get one or two stops a game. And that's where you get in. So you got to be able to find and recruit some dynamic playmakers, some guys that you can teach up and be disciplined enough and have enough depth that after you get past your ones, then you're not really stressed about, okay, we're going to give up a big play here. Because as you said, there's going to be some teams that decide to slow it down and keep Tennessee defenses on the field for a long amount of time. Then you got to hope that this offense isn't putting you under strain throughout the entire year. Like, is it going to happen some three and outs in some games? The way that offense is designed, yes. But I'll say this too about the offense, is the fact that they are still known for having a good rushing attack. It's just that it takes time and there's a learning curve, and the coach that's coming in on the defensive side of the ball honestly has to put his, I guess, this world of numbers and stats, he's got to put that to the side. So it's kind of understandable why the search for a new DC is a little bit slower. Some guys aren't willing to take that risk when you're dealing with a non-traditional offense.
You bring up a good point about the running game. I think people might just get lost in the points and the passing and all that stuff, but you're exactly right. Josh Heupel in Orlando has had some really good running teams, and those running backs able to benefit off the passing game and the offense overall. So I found that very interesting. You know, one more real quick, and I'll get you out of here. Guys coming back, guys being a part of this 2021 team in Knoxville. I know that Heupel's going to start recruiting his type of players and everything, but Jalin Hyatt, Velus Jones Jr., Eric Gray, if he was still here, I feel like those type of players really will benefit in this type of offense. Who are some others maybe that come to mind that are on this offense right now that could benefit from Josh Heupel?
I'll just say it in general, man. The transfer portal is a good thing for guys that are sticking around. Here's an opportunity, number one. All you ever want is that shot. You want that shot, man, to say, let me get on the field. Let me prove myself in spring practice. And for the guys that left, you know what? This is my opportunity right now. This is my opportunity for me to shine. I've been in a position now on a professional level for sure to where a guy get injured and I'm in next. This offense is built for guys that think they are the best player in the world. If you think that that's you, guess what? You get that opportunity. You're going to be able to show your skill set to say, hey, guess what? The reason, you know, we were able to bring in a guy like Antonio Brown and Emmanuel Sanders their rookie years is because they had a whole lot of catches. They had a whole lot of receptions and a whole lot of yards. I think both of them were averaging almost close to 100 receptions a year in college. So they're used to getting the ball. It seems to be something that Coach Heupel is going to be able to do with these guys is put those guys in space, let them be athletes. Velus is a guy that he's got to be grinning from ear to ear. Yeah. Caden Salter is another guy, man, that's got to be over the top excited. I'm not sure what they're going to do about this quarterback scenario, but it seems to be a really good position to keep your eye on. And the Caden Salter kid, from my understanding, me reading up on him, watching him a little bit of a sim, is this. He's better than what they pegged him as far as his ratings. I know he's a 4-star. But he may be even higher, and that's honestly, and there's no disrespect to the other guys that's got to compete too, but a guy like himself who seems to be very sure of himself, that seems to know that, okay, I'm coming to the University of Tennessee, and he seems to love the University of Tennessee. It could be really good if he catches up to speed really fast for us, at least as far as putting up points. Again, like you said, finding the right DC that's able to deal with the offense. If there are some negative plays or some quick outs, some quick three and outs is something that's got to be tackled, I think, hopefully this week.
And Caden Salter, he's a great kid too. I've covering recruiting. I've talked to him many times, and you can tell. And talking with other kids, a part of the signing class, he's kind of the straw that serves the drink, man. He's a leader. You can tell already, a good kid. And so I'm excited to see him, Harrison Bailey, Hendon Hooker, all those guys compete.
I know. And I've heard this too. And the reason I bring up the quarterback and just playmakers is this. I heard somebody speak one time and they said this, and you know it too, because you've been around and you've seen these type of players or either been in this type of scenario, I guess. When Peyton was at Tennessee, when T was at Tennessee, as far as their playing days, even go up to Eric Ainge, Joshua Dobbs. Those are guys that when they walked on campus, you knew who they were. I also heard somebody say whenever they walk in the room, they change the temperature.
Yeah.
They command that type of, I guess, showmanship, respect, and just, you know when you have your guy. To me, I'm probably prejudging this, but Caden Salter seems like that type of guy.
Yeah, excited to see what he can do when he gets here. Of course, he's an early enrollee, and excited to see what he can do in spring practice along with, you know, the rest of this offense and to see kind of how this team looks after one semester with Josh Heupel. VFL Ramon Foster, dude, I appreciate it, man. Thanks so much for joining us, and look forward to having you back on again.
Anytime.
Yeah, big time thanks to Ramon Foster for joining the program. Always enjoy catching up with Ramon. Knows the game of football, obviously better than any of us. He played in the NFL for 10 years. So appreciate Ramon Foster hanging out and doing that with us here today. Guys, Sunday night was so much fun. I know I had a pretty good night, but the fun doesn't stop when football ends. Of course, the NBA is going on right now. College basketball is going on right now. The NHL is going on right now. And baseball is just around the corner. There's only one place that has you covered and one place that we trust. That is betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag. Use the promo code LOCKEDON for 50% off welcoming bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get into the action. And when you do, again, Locked On to receive 50% off and a welcoming bonus on your first deposit. Guys, we all love sports. We wouldn't be listening to this sports podcast and Locked On Vols, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network, if we didn't have a passion for sports. If you know the ins and outs of your team, if you know the ins and outs of your rivals' teams, why not put that knowledge to use and make a little coin for some future use? That's what I do. I don't sit on those sidelines anymore. I get into the action, and I make the most of it with betonline.ag. When I started with BetOnline, I used Locked On and received 50% off and a welcoming bonus on my first deposit, and you can too. So join the club, follow them on Twitter, at BetOnline_AG, to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Got a couple more things to hit on as we end this Tuesday show, but before we get to it, remember, you can get more of the sports news you need in less time with our new Locked On Today podcast. Peter Bukowski hosts the Locked On Today daily podcast, breaking down the biggest stories with analysis from your local experts. You can start your day with all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to Locked On Today wherever you get your podcast. And of course, Locked On Vols, if you haven't already, subscribe, rate, review, and let us know what you think. Again, subscribe to the Locked On Today podcast as well as the Locked On Vols podcast, all a part of the Locked On Podcasting Network. And of course, February is Black History Month, and the Locked On Podcast Network is honoring the challenges and successes of Black men and women in sports with a new series called Locked On Presents More Than the Game. This week, Candace Cooper of Locked On Tar Heels and Erica Ayala of Locked On Women's Basketball discuss the opportunities and the challenges that come with being Black women in sports. Subscribe to Locked On Presents podcast feed on the radio.com app or wherever you get your podcast. All right, here in segment number three, got a couple of notes that we're going to end our show with. First, a nice honor for Keon Johnson, of course, being named the SEC Freshman of the Week, and in large part because of his career-high 27 points, a 9 of 16 shooting effort at Kentucky, where the bulk of those points came in the second half, and Tennessee's come-from-behind double-digit deficit victory. It was a big win for Tennessee, and obviously a great game for Keon Johnson. Again, 27 points, 9 of 16 shooting, draining 9 of 11 attempts from the foul line. He also pulled in 4 rebounds, dished out 3 assists, recorded a block and a steal to lead Tennessee to its second consecutive victory at Rupp Arena. Only the 7th victory all-time for Tennessee at Rupp Arena. That's kind of hard to believe. Jaden Springer's already ruled in the SEC Freshman of the Week honor twice this season, so it's fitting that Johnson will get it this week, leading the team 27 points after averaging 19 points, 4 rebounds, 3.5 assists, and a 7 assist-to-turnover ratio in games against Ole Miss and Kentucky last week. Of course, Keon Johnson, as well as Jaden Springer, they are going to be big for Tennessee if it wants to accomplish all that it wants to accomplish this year, but as Rick Barnes pointed out during Monday's press conference, if you don't believe Eve Pons and John Fulkerson are just as important, then you don't know what Tennessee's trying to accomplish right now. It takes everybody working together, and certainly Tennessee can benefit from the great play of the freshman five stars in Keon Johnson, Jaden Springer, but you still need the elder statesman. You need Eve Pons, you need John Fulkerson, and Josiah Jordan-James to really get all that you can get out of this team. As I pointed out yesterday, we'll have to see how this team bounces back. Going to be a crucial game against Georgia on Wednesday to see if you can carry on the offensive momentum in order to solidify an offensive identity, because Tennessee consistently hasn't had one all season long. We talked about that yesterday. We will have more on Georgia, the preview for Georgia, which will be the game tomorrow night with a very, very special guest. A big-time guest coming on the program tomorrow, so you will want to check in to Wednesday's edition of the Locked On Vols podcast for a preview of Tennessee's basketball against Georgia, and of course, some thoughts on Tennessee basketball overall. A final note to end the Tuesday show. I tried to squeeze this in Monday, but I just didn't have time. It looks like the T. Martin era at Tennessee is officially over. Jimmy Himes has reported over the weekend, Jimmy Himes of the Sports Animal in Knoxville, longtime Knoxville reporter, that T. Martin and Tennessee have mutually agreed to part ways. Of course, it's been a little awkward here towards the end because it's reported that Philip Fulmer, a former AD who stepped down in the midst of the hiring of Danny White and, of course, head coach Josh Heupel, that Fulmer had promised T. Martin a 2-year extension and a raise. Of course, Martin's contract expired January 31st. And so Martin's kind of sitting here for a week in no man's land with a new head coach coming into the program, and they met a couple of times and all that. But ultimately, it was kind of awkward as Martin met with Dante Plowman, trying to say, well, hey, I was promised this, I was owed that. I mean, I wasn't in the meeting, so I don't know exactly what was said. But nonetheless, it was awkward, and it's probably not the best way we wanted T. Martin to end his tenure here at Tennessee, at least for this round. But T. Martin will forever be loved by Vol fans. Of course, he led Tennessee to a national championship, and he's gone on. He's developed so much talent that's been produced in the NFL, both at Kentucky, at Southern Cal, and here at Tennessee. He's a great recruiter. He's a great developer. He's got a great football mind. And T. Martin, reportedly, going to be the wide receivers coach for the Baltimore Ravens. So that's awesome. I think that is a great landing spot for T. Martin. I think T. Martin wants to be a head coach in the college realm. I think he will be back in the college realm, but I'm excited about this new venture for T. Martin, just adding another stop on his resume. And so intrigued to see how he does in Baltimore. So that'll do it here for a Tuesday show. Again, a big time Wednesday show coming up as we preview Tennessee at Georgia. We'll have a special guest on the program, so you don't want to miss out. Again, I'm Eric Kane. Thanks so much for tuning in here today. You can follow me on Twitter at _Caner. Follow the show at Locked On Vols. That's on Twitter. This has been another episode of Locked On Vols, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network.